No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Let's dive into the Big 12 football power rankings for this week. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us covering the most exciting conference in college football. If you're a viewer of the show versus a listener, yeah, I am on the road this week traveling, so we are coming to you from a hotel room remote location. Anyway, let's jump right into it. What do you say? I'll count down the power rankings from 16 to 1 in the Big 12 this week. And at the bottom of the Big 12 power rankings, I am rolling with, and I think you know where I'm going to go here, the UCF Knights. Sorry to UCF, but this is how I do the power rankings. I do it based on what I've seen from you thus far. I don't do it based on what I expect from you. I don't do it based on what, you know, I think you're going to finish the season as. I do it based on what you've actually done. That's how I set up the power rankings. And UCF did not impress me against Jacksonville State, and they barely snuck by. And all in all, it was a win, but it was not a pretty win. A lot of concerns about this team. At number 15 in my power rankings, Kansas State. They lost the opener to Iowa State. They came back home. They played North Dakota, and they looked really, really bad. Now, they had moments where they looked good, but they had other moments where they looked terrible. And that's almost more concerning. They had no consistency. They slipped by North Dakota 38-35 as a 25.5-point favorite. Not good for Kansas State. I've got them at number 15 in my power rankings this week. At number 14, I'm going with the Arizona Wildcats. You know, the Arizona State Sun Devils, not the Wildcats, the Sun Devils. That is on me. I was thinking about Wildcats with Kansas State, but no, I'm going with the Sun Devils at number 14. Now, once again, not because I think they're going to finish 14th at all, but simply because I look at this team and I say, opener, Northern Arizona, had some moments from Sam Levitt, didn't look great. Kenny Dillingham knows that. They go on the road this week. They smack around Mississippi State, and I will be singing a very different tune on Arizona State. But for right now, I've got them at number 14. At number 13, we are rolling with the Oklahoma State Cowboys at number 13. Hoss Haney looked really good, and then he broke his foot. Zane Flores takes over, and it's like, okay, I suppose there's some potential there for Zane Flores, but after how high I think Oklahoma State fans were riding on that Hoss Haney train based on how good he looked early, I know it was UT Martin, but still, he had some great throws across his body, rolling out to the left. I'm like, dang, this guy, he's looking like the real deal, and then he gets hurt. So I'm putting Oklahoma State at number 13 right now in my power rankings. At number 12, I've got West Virginia. It was Robert Morris, but it was a dominant win for Rich Rod in his return and welcome back to Morgantown. I like a lot of what I saw, but I'm still sitting here thinking to myself, boy, what is this West Virginia team going to be? And Vegas doesn't think all that highly of them because they've only got them as a 3-point favorite against Ohio this weekend. So I've got West Virginia in at number 12. At number 11, the Houston Cougars. Houston looked really solid against Stephen F. Austin. You always take these opponents out of the FCS levels with a grain of salt. You have to. And that's why I have a lot of these FCS opponent games near the bottom. Not because I think this is what the bottom of the Big 12 is going to look like come the end of the season. I certainly don't think that with like an Arizona State, but it's all I've got to work with. And I'm not going to give you a lot of love playing one of these games, especially if you don't look amazing at times doing it. So I've got West Virginia, Houston at number 11 and West Virginia at number 12. At number 10, we've got the BYU Cougars. Welcome to the show, Bear Bachmeyer, freshman quarterback, looked like a veteran. I can't overreact to Portland State, but if BYU's defense lives up to expectations and Bachmeyer continues to impress the way that he did in that game on Saturday, BYU will be in the mix come the end of the Big 12 football season. At number 9, the Texas Tech Red Raiders. They blow out University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. They survive a scare with quarterback Baron Morton suffering a lower leg injury. The defensive line led by David Bailey, the Stanford transfer, was especially scary, but it's Arkansas Pine Bluff, so I'm not going to overreact. And if you are, well, that's on you if you want to do that. I'm not going to do it. Next up in the power rankings at number 8, the Baylor Bears. There you go. Baylor was not great on defense on Friday night against Auburn. They lost the game, but I'm putting them at 8 because of what I said earlier. I do this based on what you've done and who you played. And Baylor playing Auburn in and of itself is just something I will give more credence to than a team that plays University of Arkansas Pine Bluff or Portland State or Northern Arizona. That's just always how I've done this, and I think that's a fair way to do power rankings like this. So I've got Baylor at number 8. I've got Colorado at number 7. Once again, a team that lost to Georgia Tech, but a Georgia Tech team that a lot of people believe is going to be able to compete atop the ACC this year. So there's reasons to like what Colorado is going to potentially look like after one game. Caden Salter looks like a guy who can absolutely take the reins from Shedeur Sanders, and he won't be the reason this team doesn't reach its potential goals this year. It's not going to be, I don't believe, because of the quarterback based on what I saw on Saturday. So that was definitely a sign and a step in the right direction for the Colorado Buffaloes. I've got them at number 7. At number 6, Cincinnati. You know, Baylor lost at home. Colorado lost at home. Cincinnati technically lost a home game. But if you saw that game at Arrowhead Stadium last week, it was like 95% Nebraska fans. And I might be underselling it. It might be more like 99% Nebraska fans. It was kind of hard to tell because both teams are red. So it like really wasn't that obvious where the 7 Cincinnati fans were. But if you were there, God bless you. That was basically a road environment for Cincinnati. And frankly, they were a dumb decision by Brendan Sorsby away from potentially kicking a field goal to tie the game and send it to overtime. So I've got Cincinnati at number 6 after a close loss to a Nebraska team that some people think is going to be able to compete atop the Big Ten this year or just be in that second tier in the Big Ten. Next up at number 5, the Arizona Wildcats. They welcomed in Hawaii and they smoked them. And you saw this defense hold a high octane passing attack in check for Hawaii, which was really impressive. So I was blown away by Arizona's performance on Saturday. And you know, I know it's not the greatest competition in the world, but when you're Arizona, you're coming off of last year, you're going into this year, you bring back Fifita, you've got the new OC and Seth Thagy, and you have a lot of new faces on both sides, especially on defense. You could not have asked for a better start if you are Brent Brennan. So Arizona comes in at number 5 on those Big 12 football power rankings this week. As we hit the top 4, Kansas comes in at number 4. They are 2-0 after beating Fresno State and then Wagner on Saturday. And, you know, this is a Kansas team that had high expectations this year, last year, excuse me. This year, no one's really picking them to be a dark horse, to be a contender. And that, of course, is going to be the year where maybe they are, right? And Jalen Daniels is healthy. He looks like the guy he was towards the end of last season. He does not look like the guy who started last year when he was rusty and kind of cautious and didn't really want to use his legs. I like what they've got on both sides of the offensive and defensive lines right now with the Kansas Jayhawks. So there is a lot to like about where KU could be trending this year. And boy, we will get a good feel for this team on Saturday against Missouri in the Border War. At number three on the power rankings, I'm going with the Utah Utes blowing out UCLA in very impressive fashion on Saturday. A win over a Big Ten opponent. Devin Dampier looks like the part. Thank goodness. They have finally turned over a new leaf at quarterback and at offensive coordinator, and you just saw some new wrinkles from Utah. It was a fun offensive performance to watch, and the defense was stout. Just both lines really impressed me for Utah against UCLA, so good on them. At number two in my power rankings, Iowa State. They are the only 2-0 team in the Big 12. They beat Kansas State and Ireland. They came home, and they smoked, absolutely smoked, South Dakota. So that was a really impressive bounce back. It could have been a hangover game, and it wasn't for Iowa State. So Rocco Becht is continuing to prove that he may be the best quarterback in the Big 12. And while it's early, they also have a big showdown this weekend against Iowa in Cy-Hawk. So at number one in my Big 12 football power rankings for week two, the TCU Horned Frogs. That was a domination of Bill Belichick in his college football coaching debut on Monday night. And a 48-14 win in a very difficult road environment where you got Michael Jordan and Mia Hamm and all the stars, Eric Church, everybody's out to see Bill Belichick's coaching debut. And after the initial shine wore off, after a good first drive from North Carolina, it was all Sonny Dykes. It was all TCU. It was Josh Hoover. It was Bud Clark. This team was clicking on all cylinders, and it was amazing to watch. TCU has the most impressive win in the Big 12 so far this season. I've got them at number one in my Big 12 football power rankings. There you go. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. It is great to have you here as a part of the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What do you say? Let's do some mailbag, all right? Let's do some mailbag. I want to get to your questions here that you have popped up on the Facebook page. Just search Heartland College Sports, and you can find us there. Let's start here. Nick writes, Pete, what is BYU's ceiling? BYU's ceiling is a Big 12 championship game appearance, which means their ceiling is a college football playoff appearance. That's the ceiling for BYU. We know the defense is there. We know what the defense is capable of, right? Now it's just making sure that Bear Bachmeier develops and can be the guy that we think he can be based on Portland State in week one. I'm Pete Mundo. Heartland College Sports is where you find us. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel, by the way. And thank you to our radio affiliates and podcast listeners as well. But that's BYU's ceiling. And frankly, that's the ceiling for like at least half the Big 12 conference. Half the Big 12 can sit there and say our ceiling is a Big 12 championship game, which means you're basically playing a play-in game to reach the college football playoff at that point. But that's BYU's ceiling. It's not like I'm going to sit here and say BYU's ceiling is 8-4. I don't think it is by any stretch of the imagination. You know, I've always thought that BYU had a fairly favorable schedule as well. You know, you look at they've got Colorado, West Virginia, Arizona to start their schedule. It wouldn't shock me if they're favored in every one of those games. Now, you might say that those games are all coin flips, and maybe they are. And, you know, they do have to go on the road to Colorado and Arizona. So I acknowledge those road games are always tricky in this conference. But if they get off to a hot start, they go into the Holy War 3-0 in the Big 12 on October 18th. You know, you've got something to work with there. The schedule toughens up, though, with Utah, Iowa State, Texas Tech, and TCU. And then you end it with Cincinnati and UCF, which may be two of your easier games on the schedule. So you have a sandwich there in the middle, a four-game stretch that's very tough. But on either side of that, I'm not going to say there's easy games here because there are no easy games in the Big 12, but there's certainly games that if you're a fan of BYU, you look at those games and you say those are very much winnable games, and they are. So BYU should be looking at this season now in week two and not expecting a Big 12 championship game appearance, but saying if we play to our max potential, if our defense continues to lead the way, which it did last year. I mean, don't kid yourself. That was not Jake Retzlaff leading BYU to 7-2. Just wasn't. That was the defense and special teams leading BYU to 7-2, and Retzlaff had his moments. Why can't that be Bear Bachmeier this year, who I think has a higher ceiling than Jake Retzlaff ever would have had? So in a weird way, it may not pay off this year, but for the next couple of years, Bear Bachmeier playing this year could be a great thing for BYU. So I just think he really impressed me week one, and it changes the calculations for what BYU can do this season. Other mailbag questions. Does this TCU team remind you of 2022? That is from Mike. No, it doesn't. And the reason I say that is just because I can't get there after one game. And honestly, that 2022 team won a lot of close games, got really, I don't want to say lucky at times, but boy, did the ball always bounce their way, didn't it? Heck, starting with game one, when, you know, Duggan doesn't win the starting job at quarterback, the starter gets injured. I'm blanking on his name, the transfer from Oklahoma. And then Duggan comes in and, you know, freaking rolls his way to a Heisman, right? Like, it gets to the finalists. So it's like, no. I can't after 1 week say that. And if nothing else, this team winning in blowout fashion is very different from what the 2022 team was, which was a team that won a lot of close games. Talent may be there, but UNC may also be just bad. That remains to be seen, what Bill Belichick actually has there. All right. Dustin asks, how does Kansas State right the ship? Well, it's got to start with just more consistency. Yes, you want to get Dylan Edwards back, but consistency has to come on both sides of the ball. That was such a weird game on Saturday against North Dakota. In the second half, Kansas State forced 3 3 and outs in the third quarter. And then by the fourth quarter, they're giving up 10 play, 80-yard drives and allowing two touchdowns. Same players, same team, and at some points in the first half as well. And that's the shocking part to me. The lack of consistency from this team especially against North Dakota, was on display. And I was stunned by that for a Chris Kleiman coach team. And John, that we did not take that next step as a passer. That was the million-dollar question for Kansas State this season. Would Avery Johnson take that next step? And I hope that he can. Kansas State desperately needs it. And then the wide receivers got to step up. We were told that was something that was going to be vastly improved this year. And I'm not convinced that we've seen it thus far out of this team. So that is how Kansas State has got to figure out a way to right this ship. All right. What else? Is Iowa State, this is from Casey, is Iowa State legit or have they just played bad competition so far? No, I think they're legit. I love the tight ends. I really like the line play. Rocco Becht may not have the highest ceiling of any quarterback in the Big 12. That may be a guy like Sam Levitt. But, man, he is steady. He is calm. He is smooth. He is great under pressure. And he is developing into just the second in what is becoming an impressive line of Iowa State quarterbacks. You go from Brock Purdy to Rocco Becht. My goodness, how many guys would sign up for that? And they're staying with you, right? They're staying with you. They're buying into your program. They're not jumping to the transfer portal and going to, you know, some SEC or Big Ten school for $5 million. They're with you the whole way. And that is such a testament to Matt Campbell. No, I think Iowa State's damn good. And while I don't love the competition thus far, they have a Big 12 win under their belts, and Kansas State has talent. Question here from Don. He asks, how does KU win the border war? Well, Don, I think that KU is going to have to make sure that its defense is on point. Missouri's got more questions on offense than defense. Working in a new quarterback, the defense is their strength this season, at least early in the season. It is their strength. So KU is going to need its defense to step up and then just let Jalen Daniels do his thing. Let this guy be free. Let him keep the defense guessing. You're going to have to use his legs. I know you risk potential injury. I understand what that comes with, but that's how Kansas is going to have to win this game on Saturday in the border war. And I've seen even K-State fans wisely say, you know what? We're rooting for KU this weekend, and you should. It's good for the state if you are a Kansas resident or fan, and it is good for, more importantly, the Big 12 Conference for KU to get a win over Missouri, who a lot of people think have a very favorable schedule in the SEC and can make a very serious run. I'm Pete Mundo on HeartlandCollegeSports.com. Please make sure that you are subscribed. We've got a lot more content coming your way. Thank you to our radio affiliates as well as always. And we've got more coming on HeartlandCollegeSports.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more with volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.